This episode is brought to you by IVP. In his award-winning book, Reading While Black, Esau McCauley calls the church to read scripture through the lens of the Black church tradition. By sharing his own deeply personal narratives and offering his expertise as a biblical scholar, McCauley enlightens Christians of all backgrounds about the Black experience and helps them to better understand their own. As a listener of this podcast, you can receive Reading While Black for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivypress.com.
This is IVP.
Listening to Get in the Word with Truth's Table.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
Presented by InterVarsity City Press.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
The Daily Audio Bible Podcast, read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwan. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us.
Open our eyes, that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Job chapter 31 through Job chapter 32. Job chapter 31. Job vindicates himself. I made a covenant with my eyes. How then could I entertain thoughts against the virgin? What then would be one's lot from God above, one's heritage from the Almighty on high? Is it not misfortune for the unjust and disaster for those who work iniquity? Does he not see my ways and count all my steps? If I have walked in falsehood, and if my foot has hastened to deceit, let him weigh me with honest scales. Then God will discover my integrity. If my foot have strayed from the way, if my heart has gone after my eyes, or if anything has defiled my hands, then let me sow and let another eat, and let my crops be uprooted. If my heart has been enticed by a woman and I have lain in wait at my neighbor's door, then let my wife turn the millstone for another man, and may other men commit adultery with her. For I would have committed a shameful act, an iniquity to be judged. For it is a fire that devours even the destruction, and it would uproot all my harvest. If I disregarded the right of my male servants or my female servants when they disputed with me, then what will I do when God confronts me in judgment? When he intervenes, how will I respond to him? Did not the one who made me in the womb make them? Did not the same one form us in the womb? If I refused to give the poor what they desired, or caused the eyes of the widow to fail, if I ate my morsel of bread myself and did not share any of it with orphans, but from my youth I raised the orphan like a father, and from my mother's womb I guided the widow, if I have seen anyone about to perish for lack of clothing, or a poor man without a coat whose heart did not bless me as he warmed himself with the fleece of my sheep, if I have raised my hand to vote against the orphan when I saw my support in the court, then let my arm fall from the shoulder, let my arm be broken off at the socket. For the calamity from God was a terror to me, and by reason of his majesty I was powerless. If I have put my confidence in gold or said to pure gold, you are my security. If I have rejoiced because of the extent of my wealth or because of the great wealth my hand had gained, if I looked at the sun when it was shining and the moon advancing as a precious thing so that my heart was secretly enticed and my hand threw them a kiss from my mouth, then this also would be iniquity to be judged, for I would have been false to God above. If I have rejoiced over the misfortune of my enemy or exulted because calamity found him, I have not permitted my mouth to sin by asking for his life through a curse. If the members of my household have never said, if only there were someone who has not been satisfied from Job's meat. But no stranger had to spend the night outside, for I opened my doors to the traveler. If I have covered my transgressions as men do by hiding iniquity in my heart, because I was terrified of the great multitude and the contempt of families terrified me, so that I remained silent and would not go outdoors. Job's appeal. If only I had someone to hear me. Here is my signature. Let the Almighty answer me. If only I had an indictment that my accuser had written. Surely I would wear it proudly on my shoulder. I would bind it on me like a crown. I would give him an accounting of my steps. Like a prince, I would draw near to him. Job's final solemn oath. If my land cried out against me, and its furrows wept together, if I have eaten its produce without paying or caused the death of its owners, then let thorns sprout up in place of wheat, and in place of barley, noxious weeds. The words of Job are ended. Job chapter 32. Elihu's first speech. So these three men refused to answer Job further because he was righteous in his own eyes. Then Elihu, son of Barachel, the Buzite of the family of Ram, became very angry. He was angry with Job for justifying himself rather than God. With Job's three friends, he was also angry because they could not find an answer and so declared Job guilty. Now Elihu had waited before speaking to Job because the others were older than he was. But when Elihu saw that the three men had no further reply, he became very angry. Elihu claims wisdom. So Elihu, son of Barachel, the Buzite, spoke up. I am young, but you are elderly. That is why I was fearful and afraid to explain to you what I know. I said to myself, age should speak, and length of years should make wisdom known. But it is a spirit in people, the breath of the Almighty, that makes them understand. It is not the aged who are wise, nor old men who understand what is right. Therefore I say, listen to me. I will explain what I know. Look, I waited for you to speak. I listened closely to your wise thoughts while you were searching for words. Now I was paying you close attention, yet there was no one proving Job wrong. Not one of you was answering his statements. So do not say we have found wisdom. God will refute him, not man. Job has not directed his words to me, so I will not reply to him with your arguments. Job's friends failed to answer. They are dismayed and cannot answer anymore. They have nothing left to say. And I have waited. But because they do not speak, because they stand there and answer no more, I too will answer my part. I too will explain what I know. For I am full of words, and the spirit within me constrains me. Inside, I am like wine that has no outlet, like new wineskins ready to burst. I will speak so that I may find relief. I will open my lips so that I may answer. I will not show partiality to any person, nor will I confer a title on anyone, for I do not know how to give honorary titles. If I did, my Creator would quickly do away with me. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of His word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. All wise God, we thank you. Thank you, O God, for your wisdom displayed, O God, in the book of Job, O Lord. O God, we thank you. Thank you, O Lord God, for just the witness, O Lord God, of Job standing up to his friends and declaring himself not guilty of the accusations that his friends have leveled against him, saying that he is the cause of his own suffering. God, we know, oh God, that suffering does fall on the just and the unjust, and that there are times that we do suffer as a result of our consequences, and there's times where we do not suffer as a result of anything that we've done, but simply because we live in a broken and fallen world, oh God. And we know and we trust your promises, oh God, that say particularly in Romans 8, oh God, 28, that all things are working together for the good of those who love you. We do thank you for that precious promise, oh God, although it can be so difficult to receive that and to believe that when we are in the midst of suffering, when we are walking in the valley of the shadow of death, it can be hard to receive that truth, oh Lord God, for ourselves, oh God. So I just thank you, Lord God, for the witness, O Lord God, of scripture, O God, that testifies, O God, to Job's suffering and to his eventual restoration, O God. I just thank you, O Lord God, that it's integrity, O God, and righteousness that he's able to actually appeal to, O God, with confidence, knowing that he has and was an obedient servant, O God. And I thank you, O God, that because we are in Jesus,
Christ, O Lord God, the shed blood of Jesus Christ covers us, and that because by faith we have come to faith in Jesus Christ, O Lord, we know that it's Christ's righteousness, O Lord God. We know that it's God's grace, O Lord God, that we can say with confidence, O God, that we, O God, are the righteousness of Christ, O God, not because of our own works or deeds, O God, but because of Christ's work on our behalf, O Lord God. So would you help us, O Lord God, to walk in ways, O Lord, Christ's righteousness is made evident in our lives, O Lord God, in our words, in our deeds, O Lord God, and in the integrity of our livelihoods or in our lives, O Lord God, when nobody else is looking, O God. You see it all, O Lord. Help us, O Lord God, to live lives, O God, that are pleasing to you. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
God's got something to say.